And we're so delighted that we are joined in the studio now by Michael Monroe.
Hi.
One of our favorite guests and local musicians.
Thank you.
So nice to see you.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So is this a coincidence that you have a new moose-themed CD that came out right before our Moose Madness Festival?
It is a coincidence because I was asked last winter to write a song. It was Les Kuba Group said, would you write a moose song? And he gave me like no information or anything. He said, just write a song. And I said, well, you know, what's it going to be used for? How are you going to, where do you want me to go with it? He gave me nothing. And so I worked on it for months and with a couple of throwaways and finally came up with something that I felt good about.
Uh-huh. And is Les Kuba the artist?
Yeah.
Okay, painter or something?
Incredible artist, incredible painter. All themes of the North Woods, and he particularly liked the moose.
Well, so what is he going to do with your song?
Well, it's on a CD. And it's being sold, and it's some of the money is going to me, and some of it's going to Les Kuba Group. They are taking care of all of the prints and the original artwork of Les Kuba since he's passed away.
Uh-huh.
And then some of it goes to the DNR for their study on the diminishing moose population.
Well, that's wonderful, Michael.
Yeah.
And perfect timing.
Yeah. And here we are at Moose Madness. Perfect.
Here we are. Well, I kind of think without further ado, we should hear that song.
Okay.
Is that possible?
I got it.
All right.
Moose tracks are on the trail, antlers quite a find. I'm gonna get a glimpse this time, if the elusive moose is kind. A little more guitar, please. There we go. Something keeps us coming to waters blue as sky. Color stars and wonder surprise our eyes. Paths trail on forever to simpler times. In the heart of Mother Nature, we lose track of time. Like moose, wolves, and eagles, living day by day. Like there's no tomorrow, still finding their way. Knowing what is needed will somehow come their way. No wonder we are longing just to see them today. Moose tracks are on the trail, antlers quite a find. I'm gonna get a glimpse this time, if the elusive moose is kind. We see your image everywhere, but where are you? Signs of you on the trail, but where are you? And when we least expect it, we're stopped in your tracks. Spellbound by your mighty rack. Anishinaabe called it Moose Wescan. Like a crown on your head, outstanding in your kingdom, were you as rare a sight for them as you are for us? A good omen, a source of life, like you are for us. Moose tracks are on the trail, antlers quite a find. I'm gonna get a glimpse this time. Moose tracks are on the trail, antlers quite a find. I'm gonna get a glimpse this time, if the elusive moose is kind. If the elusive moose is kind.
Very nice. That was Michael Monroe with his new moose song. Lovely.
I never thought I'd say I have a moose song.
And here you are.
I love the moose. And when we were in Hovland, we saw them all the time. I mean, in our place where we walk around. I've seen two this year, just up on the Pike Lake, the road to Pike Lake.
Nice.
From Babinaw Corners.
I was telling Dave before we went on that I was driving up the Gunflint Trail last week, and I just happened to look over to my left, and there was a female moose running full tilt in the ditch parallel to me.
Whoa.
And I slowed down not too much, and she was keeping up with me.
Whoa.
It was amazing. It was really beautiful. I mean, you could see her fur rippling and her muscles, and fabulous.
They've got some legs.
Yeah, don't they?
I had no idea until one of the first places I played on the North Shore was at Superior Shores. And they've got this stuffed moose that is on wheels on like a platform that they keep in their lobby, and then they move it around, and it is just gigantic. I just stand next to it is like awe-inspiring.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Check it out next time you're down that way.
Wow. Cool. So, Dave, I don't know if you were wondering this, but I was wondering this. How often are you commissioned to do a song? Does that happen quite often?
Not that often. I've written songs for people's anniversaries, weddings, this one, and then the Jim Brandenburg thing I did was several years ago.
I was thinking of that.
Yeah, and that was a treat. That was a whole album, so more than an album. It was just lots of pieces that went into the video soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a new thing in the past 10, 15 years for me. In the early part of my career, everything was always all about me, and I didn't co-write with anybody. I didn't want to take anybody's suggestions, and I did another commissioned song for Clara's House, which is a place in St. Cloud for kids to get a leg up when they've got some emotional or psychological issues that they need dealing with. And they can go there sort of like a day camp for 2 weeks. And it's sort of an outpatient thing. And they were doing a grand opening, and I was asked to write a song for that. And that was wonderful. It's one of my favorite songs to play now.
That's great. Now, you mentioned on this Moose song that you said they asked you to write it, and then you went through a couple different versions?
Yeah.
Because you weren't happy with it, or they weren't? Or
the first one I brought back, Deborah's my ears, outside of my own ears. So I brought it back to her, and I played it for her, and she says, I don't know, it sounds like Burl Ives. And, nothing against Burl Ives, but I'm not him. And so I went, okay, that's enough. I'll go back and try again, and just went for the open tuning, kind of bang it out thing, and kind of touched on the fact that the moose is and was an important part of life for the Anishinaabe and the Native Americans.
Yeah.
It sounds like a real anthem. It's got this real anthem beat.
Yeah.
Is it always acoustic?
The song?
Yeah. Have you had any sort of backup rhythm to it?
Yeah, the recorded version, I've got an udu. It's still, everything is acoustic on that album still, but it's just a hand drum kind of a thing, and some shaker, and a couple of different guitars, and some harmonies.
It's got a nice drive to it. And the lyrics are spot on the current situation, right?
I mean,
you obviously wrote it to reflect the elusive and
the diminishing population.
Yeah. It's very poignant and timely.
Yeah, I'm glad that they asked me to do it, even though it was sort of a challenge to get around to the final product.
And here you are at Moose Madness.
Yes.
And speaking of that, you're performing somewhere tomorrow, right?
Yes, right down under the big tent. Actually, I'm going to be next to it because I think I'll want to be in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be sunny, I guess.
It is.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
But 45 is a little chilly for my hands, so I'll have to face the sun and take all that radiation in as much as I can while I play. So I'm going to play that song and a bunch of my other songs, too, for about an hour at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
In Harbor Park.
Right in Harbor Park, yes.
Two
to three.
All right. Great. Well, speaking of the temperature, how cold does it have to be outside before you give it up and go in?
Well, I used to say 60.
That left you with a real short outdoor season in Cook County.
Didn't it? And so I've played on the shore when I start and it's totally comfortable, and then the wind comes off the lake and the clouds come out and my strings just go crazy out of tune, and my hands don't move anymore, and my mouth is moving very slowly.
And that's in July.
That has happened during
our art fair.
Actually, yeah, art fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what to do.
I really enjoy your work in Harbor Park. I got to tell you that as the city manager of that space, I can't say how nicely your sound fills it.
Oh, thanks.
And all the festivals sort of take on this local feeling with your music.
Yeah, I love playing outside, and right there next to the lake is really inspiring.
Well, and I've got a bit of an advantage seat with a sailboat on a mooring.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
And there's nothing like a little water between your music and the boat that really amplifies it.
Yeah, the water the sound carries over the water like crazy.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's fun. Well, I see that you brought three musical instruments in here, so yes. Maybe we should let you play some more.
Okay. Another fun thing that's going on. I don't think this mic is on.
It is.
I'd just like to hear more guitar. There it is. This guitar's name is Siobhan. And all of my instruments are built by David Seaton. I'm honored to be a recipient of his work, and it's fun to turn other people on to his work. But this is a song by Cat Stevens. I've been doing a lot of Cat Stevens and James Taylor and Joni Mitchell over the years. That's how I learned guitar, was by learning their songs, my favorite songs of theirs, before I, sort of at the same time, I started writing music. And so a cool thing has happened. Chan Hassen Dinner Theater has this beautiful concert venue where they've been doing themes like legends of this or that. And so I'm doing in April, the 10th and 11th, folk legends. And I'm always playing original music, but this time I'm going to be playing only Cat Stevens, James Taylor, Peter, Paul and Mary, Joni Mitchell, maybe a Bob Dylan.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, and Noah Hain is going to be with me, the incredible harmonica player that's played with me up here from time to time and played on my albums as well.
Neat.
So that's going to be a really fun, different thing for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I thought I'd play a Cat Stevens tune that I learned for a wedding that I played on the North Shore here, right on the water. It was really a cool thing this summer, and it was warm. Ooh. How can I tell you that I love you? I love you, but I can't think of right words to say. I long to tell you that I'm always thinking of you. I'm always thinking of you, but my words just blow away. Just blow away. It always ends up to one thing, honey, when I can't think of right words to say. Ooh. Wherever I am, girl, I'm always walking with you. I'm always walking with you. But I look and you're not there. And whoever I'm with, I'm always, always talking to you. I'm always talking to you. And I'm sad that you can't hear. Sad that you can't hear. It always ends up to one thing, honey, when I look and you're not there. I need to feel my arms around you. Feel my arms surround you.
like sea around the shore. Each night and day I pray in hope that I might find you, in hope that I might find you, because hearts can do no more, can do no more. It always ends up to one thing, honey, still I kneel upon the floor. Can I tell you that I love you? I love you, but I can't think of right words to say. I long to tell you that I'm always thinking of you. I'm always thinking of you. It always ends up to one thing, honey, when I can't think of right words to say.
Ooh. That was Michael Monroe here on the Roadhouse. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Singing a Cat Stevens song. What is the name of that one?
How Can I Tell You?
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, I've loved the song for a really long time, and it took somebody saying, would you play it for our wedding, for me to actually learn it.
Nice.
And now I'm stuck with it because I can't put it down.
Very pretty. If you just joined us, Michael Monroe is with us in studio. He'll be here for about another 10 minutes, and then he's playing down at Bluefin tonight at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, big, big weekend of music. Lots going on in the county.
Yeah.
Lots of shows to catch. You could almost do some show hopping tonight.
Show hopping, yes.
You could.
Start on the west, finish on the east.
Now he's picked up a musical instrument that looks like a guitar that he left in the dryer too long.
It's an ukulele. And it was a gift from David Seaton because I bought four of his instruments and he was...
Buy four, get one free.
Yeah, I think that's nice. I didn't have a punch card, but that's how it worked out.
It's beautiful. Is it maple?
No, it's... birch, and the cool thing is that the back and sides anyway are birch. There may be some maple in here. This is birch burl up here at the top, and spruce on the very top of the instrument. But my mom's 90th birthday was 3 years ago tomorrow, and she came up to our log cabin concert as she likes to do, and I was rushing to get back. I came to the back door because I'd played in the Twin Cities the night before, trying to get here before mom did, and this instrument was leaning up against the back door in a case that was too small for it. So the headstock was showing. It was like this abandoned baby on my doorstep. So I picked it up and started cuddling it and playing it and called David up. I knew it had to be him. And he said, well, if you remember, before your dad died, he gave me some birch because dad loved working in the shop. And but when he was in his mid-80s, he decided that wasn't a good idea to be playing with heavy machinery anymore. And so he had all this wonderful wood that was drying, and he sent this birch up with me, and I thinking David could really use it because he saw what beautiful work David was doing. And I had totally forgotten about it. And so that's the birch that's in the back and
so
sides.
So he made that for you with the wood your father gave him?
So that I could play
Isn't this for my mom
on her 90th birthday. So she's coming up... tomorrow to celebrate her 93rd birthday at our log cabin concert. So
that's great, Michael.
Yeah. So this one's name is Makaukani Mele, the name of this guitar, this ukulele, which means the father is singing.
Oh, nice.
So dad's in here somewhere.
So what do you use a ukulele for?
Quirky songs.
Okay.
Fun songs. Like this one. I think my dad would have learned this song if he'd heard it.
All right.
There's a lake in the park, there's a house by the lake, there's a girl in the house in the park by the lake, and the girl in the house by the lake in the park is the girl in the little green hat. And tonight after 8, that's when I've got a date, when the moon's riding high and the stars light the sky, with the girl in the house by the lake in the park, the girl in the little green hat. There's no water in the lake, there's a roof up on the house, no trees is in the park at all.
But I'll wait beside the lake, I'll be welcome at the house, you'll meet me at the garden wall. There's a ship on the lake, there's a sailor on the shore, there's a girl in his arms, she's a girl I adore. So goodbye to the house by the lake in the park and the girl in the little green hat. Sailors. There's a storm on the lake, there's a ship in the storm, there's a girl on the ship in the storm on the lake, and the girl on the lake on the ship in the storm is the girl in the little green hat. As the ship starts to dip, she is losing her grip, every dip makes her tip, not the girl but the ship, and the girl on the ship has a pip from the trip, the girl in the little green hat. She's been sailing quite enough, she's been clinging to the rail, she's dying to be home once more. Cause the lake is rather rough and the girl is rather pale, she's glad to get her feet on the shore. Ah, she gave up the ship and the captain and his men for a round ticket trip to my arms once again. Now I'm back in the park at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat. Yes, I'm back in the park at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat.
That's what you use a ukulele for.
Brilliant.
Excellent example.
How long did it take you to learn that?
Oh, months. I lay it awake at night going with these goofy lyrics, man.
Better yet, how long is it going to take us to get that out of our head?
Oh, I love that
long
one.
Long time, I hope.
Oh, brilliant.
That is super fun. Very nice. That was Michael Monroe on his ukulele. Yeah. And you brought a different guitar as well. Two guitars.
Yeah, well, the first one was Flamenca del Rosa. That's what I played the Moose song on.
Okay.
And the second one's name was Siobhan. That's what I played the Cat Stevens tune on.
Wow.
And
everyone's awesome. Got a name?
Yep. He doesn't number his guitars. He
How many musical
them.
Instruments do you own?
Well, I own five of David's, and I also own a Taylor and a Godin and a Chet Atkins guitar and an Udu and some miscellaneous shakers and about four harmonicas and five flutes.
Wow.
And
lost track.
Yeah.
And my voice.
And your voice. Fun. You can do a lot with all that.
Yeah. Well, and the guitar synthesizer brings in a whole nother. I've got two guitar synthesizers, and one of them has 400 sounds in it, and the other one has 1,000 sounds in it. Mm-hmm. So the palette is pretty limitless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Michael, for listeners who might, you know, be new to you or new to the show, could you just talk a little bit about your cabin concerts?
Oh, yeah. We've been doing them for 9 years, right in our log cabin here in the, Grand Marais, 7 miles outside of Grand Marais. And inspired by, I was doing home concerts in other people's homes. And then before we had a place that was conducive to holding a concert, we rented a place called Cedar Cliff that was a beautiful place right on the water. And we held concerts there. And when we found this home, we first thing Deb said was, we could do shows here. And then she said, and it's a beautiful house.
Yeah.
Always business oriented. She is. And so we started doing it. And now we're doing 15 to 20 a year in our home. Mm-hmm. And people come from all over the world. Last week we had someone from France, four people from France. Let's see, where was the other person? South America was one of them. We've had people from Spain, people that know other people that hear that are familiar with my music, Germany. It's awesome.
That's wonderful. And you're having one tomorrow night?
Yep.
I assume it's full?
Tomorrow night. No, we have some seats available, so we'd love to have you come celebrate my mom's 93rd birthday.
Okay, and if people are interested, what do they do?
They call our number, which is 218-387-2919. And the website I have is michaelmonroemusic.com. Be sure to put the music part in, or you get somebody else who I won't talk about much. But you'll see the difference immediately. I'm the long-haired, hippie-ish tree-hugger guy, and he's not. So he stole my name. He's got a different name. But also, Halloween is going to be really fun. We've thrown together a band to do a reggae night. Todd's group, Earth, Wind, and Todd is playing at the Legion, and then the second half is going to be our reggae band, which we've named Angel Hair Rasta. Yeah,
I heard about that. It sounds really fun.
And we're going to have a gas. We're going to play a lot of classic reggae stuff like Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, one of my tunes as well, Sting. And it's going to be just a lot of fun. And it's a costume party. Costume contest. And it's also a benefit for the music collaborative that's just been put together.
That's awesome. Well, great.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we have to let you go, don't we? Because we have to move on, and you have to go to Bluefin.
I'm going to Bluefin. Yeah.
Dang.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. It was really fun to see you. And
it's fun to play on the radio with you guys.
Hear that music, hear the Moose song live.
And I appreciate the local radio. You can't do this very many places anymore.
I know.
It's very cool.
Well, thank you, Michael.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.